Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome again to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you again, as always. We'd like to have you to be our special guest. You could call in at 1-213-9-1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. This is Doctrine of Truth, and we're always here, amen, at this time trying to reach out to the masses. And the Bible says, get wisdom in all I get and get understanding. And we really stretching for understanding today and always. You can call your friend, relative, and cousins, and let them know Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We'd like to have you be our special guest here, Blog Talk Radio. You can always write in and call in, amen, to discuss things that God has done for you at the grassroots level, amen, so that people can understand sometimes just what you say and I say, and two or three of us come together, and the Spirit of God will give us understanding and understanding. Amen. It's very important to get understanding. Proverbs say, amen, understanding brings strength. When you understand the things that you're going through, amen, and why you're going through those things, amen, you'll learn. You can learn from me, learn from you, your neighbor, your friends. When you hear discussions, amen, about all type of problems and hear, amen, how they made it through. You know, God loved us. He cared for us, and that's the reason we have life, and we have it more abundantly. Amen. Because of what? God loved us and cared for us. We have been discussing the series concerning, amen, solving problems and solving different things that are happening, amen, in the world. Amen. Then we break it down to whereby we're discussing things that happen to you. It's personally, God loved you. God loved people. He cared for people. He cared for the masses, amen. And he sent his son, amen. He sent his son because he cared. God cared. He loves us. He loves, amen, things that are happening to us. He's concerned, amen, about all the problems and situation that's going on, amen, in this world. So never think that, amen, that if anybody don't care, God cares. God cares about you. He cares about the things that are happening to you, amen, and we want you to realize that today or this afternoon, wherever you are, amen, and we are reaching out, amen, this time and through music, and we're discussing not only about music, but also about laughter. Laughter. Proverbs says that in Proverbs 17 and 22, amen, laughter is good like medicine. Amen, it's good like medicine. It's really good for the soul. Amen. And here, we have an author that's written a book called Laughing Your Way to Good Health. Laughing Your Way into Good Health. Susan Vass, V-A-S-S. Amen. Suzanne Vass, she's wrote a book, amen, concerning how, amen, laughter is very important for your walk with Christ. Your walk with Christ. Sometimes we overlook the small things, and we realize that, you know, having a good laugh sometimes is very important. And we try to incorporate that in our life, but we really haven't read the scripture. In Proverbs 17, amen, and 22. Proverbs 17 and 22, it says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. Amen. Laughter is good like medicine. It's like medicine. But a broken spirit, amen, who can bear? Who can bear a broken spirit? Everybody can tell, amen, when you are broken, And that's why Jesus came in Isaiah 61. Jesus came to mend the broken heart. But we overlook when we come together in assemblies and we come together and we meet our old friend or relatives or someone becoming there, and you shake each other's hand and you lightly hug and you begin to laugh, and that friendship, amen, that hug, that little lightly sharing, amen, the end of the service or before the service, just seeing someone's face, amen, and it remind you of something that had happened, amen, and you begin to laugh at each other, and you overlook that. You overlook that, but it's very important. It's very important for your spiritual growth and your stability. Amen. The enemy doesn't want you to, amen, to pinpoint that. A righteous laugh, a righteous love, amen, is good. Righteous humor, amen, is good. I'm going to read to you, amen, out of this book concerning, you know, laughter, laughing your way to good health by Suzanne Vass, in page 2. Amen. She writes this, that in 1964, Mrs. Norman Cousin, editor of Saturday Review, became drastically ill with a disease of the cartridge. You know, that cottage cheese-like substance that holds the joints together. He was given 1 in 500 chances to survive at all, and was in great pain. He felt that the hospital was a pretty depressing place, amen, as a rule of a thumb, with the large exception of the standing and events at the hospital gift shops, amen, with a partnership of his personal physician, and his wonderful wife and himself, he decided, amen, to recover at home. We're taking massive doses of vitamin C and continue to bombard himself with humor, amen, humorous therapy. He found that a hearty laugh for 10 minutes afforded him 2 hours of painless, free sleep. Amen. Amen. He found that out. And research, amen, shows that many a times about the benefit, amen, but a hearty laugh. It appears that only does a good belly laugh relaxes your whole body, inside and out. It burns 78 times as many calories as you burn, amen, in your resting state. Amen. Mrs. Cousin himself called it internal jogging. Internal jogging. And he find out that it produces more T cells in the body and builds up the immune system. So a good laugh, I mean a good belly laugh, you know, humorous laugh, righteous laugh, is good for the body. It's good for you. You might have noticed that but didn't really recognize it because of the fact that you thought it wasn't biblical and wasn't scripture. But if you look at the book of Proverbs and read through Proverbs, amen, you will have many things that Proverbs speaks about. And sometimes we just can't pinpoint, amen, the scriptures because of the lack of assembling ourselves. The Bible says that we must assemble ourselves. And when we assemble ourselves together, amen, the Holy Spirit can give us, amen, revelations. And that's why it's good to come to service. It's good to be a part in the church assembly, righteous assembly. Amen. Hebrews 10, we find in the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, concerning assembling ourselves. Assembly, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Hebrews 10 and 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. You know, your brothers and sisters in the Lord, amen, regardless of what position you are in Christ, amen, when you become together, it's good therapy. It's good therapy. It's good therapy. When you have become the people begin to laugh, it should be somewhere in somebody can say something, amen, to encourage you. Somebody can say something to encourage you. Maybe you have a good humorous laugh, a good humorous share you want to share with us, amen, today, that you always like to read a book or some phrase or something, amen, that you have found out that really give you a good laugh. Amen. You can call in at 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Jesus said he come that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. So that's a part of life, amen, to be able to be joyful, amen, singing joyful songs and, amen, singing things that, amen, really helps our life and pick us up. You know, every now and then you need to have something that can pick you up, encourage you, and God cared for you. And we ourselves, amen, sometimes we overlook laughter. We overlook laughter. Amen. And we overlook laughter in everything. So I remember a little light like to share concerning chickens. And that was we always, pastors and ministers, we get together and study, and you know how Peter had Jesus told Peter, amen, that you have not, you were going to betray me. And Peter said, no, Lord, I'm not going to betray you. So every time the rooster would crow, and we always think about the chicken. So, well, you know, Christians are always out trying to, and those that know the story, amen, when they see chickens, say, oh, they're going to eat up a lot of chicken because they told on Peter. They told on Peter. But, you know, and there's another one concerning, amen, what goes around the building and stops at the road. What goes around the building and stops at the road. Well, some of you might know the sidewalk. The sidewalk. Well, I'm not a comedian, you know, but I just wanted to kind of refresh you and let you know those, it might seem simple and it doesn't cost a lot, but if you got a friend you can call and your friend sit down and talk and they always lighten up your moment, lighten up your time, you know, be positive, but they can lighten up, we can lighten up each other and discuss. You know, oh, I remember last year about this time. I remember last year at this time. You remember what happened when we went shopping the last year and both of you begin to laugh. You know, you begin to laugh so, and sometimes you can get a laugh or from things that almost make you cry. Amen. But it'd be righteous. Be nothing to put anyone down. No cursing. No, amen. No discussing the parents or slandering. Amen. But it really lightened the day. It lightened your moment. And those are the people that you want to call from time to time. You want to call someone and be able to lighten your moment and lighten your time. Amen. That's what Proverbs talk about. Amen. Laughter is good like medicine. It's good like medicine. Doesn't cost you anything. But a good belly laugh, a good laugh, and you feel tired, if you feel wore out, sometimes you laugh so hard, and you get to laugh and you can't stop. You ever been in that position? You just laugh so you just can't stop. Oh, and you walk away and you cry. But you say, what's wrong with this person? You know, why was that? And God wants us to have, amen, joy. He come that we might have joy. We might have it more abundantly. And that's why it's important, amen, to cast your cares. Peter said, cast your cares upon him, for he care for you. Jesus care for you. Jesus care for you. And we want you to understand that that is a part, amen. And you should not be ashamed of humor. You should not be ashamed to be laugh, you know, have a little good laugh every now and then about a scripture or concerning things that happen, not in the benefit of putting down a person or talking against one. Amen. Not slandering or debating about anyone. No, you know, that's something yourself. Look at, laugh at yourself. Amen. Laugh at yourself. Watch this now. Is, amen. If you can better understand, amen, here's a unknown monk. He wrote this. He wrote this about himself. Amen. And sometimes we get too serious about ourselves. But watch this. Amen. About judging one another. You should not judge one another. But watch this. He said, when I was a young man, I wanted to change the world. I found it was difficult to change the world. So I tried to change my nation. And when I found I couldn't change the nation, I began to focus on my town. I couldn't change the town, and as an old man, I tried to change my family. Now, as an old man, I realize the only thing I can change is myself. And suddenly I realize that if long ago I had changed myself, I would have made an impact on my family. My family and I would have made an impact on our town. Their impact would have changed the nation, and I could indeed have changed the world. That was written by the unknown monk, A.D. 1100. See, we work on ourselves and find a light moment in ourselves and find a light moment in time. Amen. Amen. And I know it's very stressful out there, but things that you can't change, amen, ask God to help you to bear those things. Amen. It's not that you're not being serious, not you're not serious about it, amen, but you have to find, amen, your trust in God, your relationship with God. You trust in God, He really care for you. He really care for you. Amen. So, Philippians 3 and 12 say, not that I have already obtained or am already perfect, but I press on that I may lay hold on that which Christ Jesus has also laid up for me. Amen. If you find a good moment in your life, amen. I remember going into the service, my uncle always told me before I went in, he said, you know what? Whoever you meet, whatever goes on in their life and you'll become over men, try to find some good in that person. Try to find some good. In the book of Psalms, the 90th chapter, Moses said that, Lord, help us to number our days. You know, don't let this day or night pass whenever you listen to this. Find some good that happened now at this time, at this moment. Maybe you can look back and laugh at it. Look at yourself and laugh and say, oh, wow, you know, I really was stressing out for no reason. You know, it's good to realize after it's going through, but if you take the attitude as going through, amen, you'll find a great difference. A great difference. Amen. Notice here, amen, Ben Tanker, a gospel singer, knows what this record is talking about here. Thank you. Don't worry. He knows. He cares. He knows all about your situation. That's our God. That's our God. And that would bring us to the next, amen, Ephesians. Paul, we talked about laughter. It's good, like medicine. And Paul was speaking about Ephesians. Amen. Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Amen. We are saints of God. And if you notice the world, they always playing their music everywhere you go. They want to share that with you. They want you to know what they have and who they are. And, you know, it's everywhere, you like it or not. One thing about it, it's good for you, the right type of music. Because music is a universal language. Notice in Ephesians, the fifth chapter, and beginning at the 15th verse. Amen. Notice what Paul is saying, that see that then you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Amen. Understand what the will of the Lord is. What His really is. Amen. Therefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, which is excessive, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Speaking to yourself in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Watch this song here. Amen.
say. Don't want to hear no noise. Except the French.
You know, sometimes we overlook the areas where we, in the world, how we get our music, even though we have our problems and situations. Amen. We get the music, but you be drinking something that should not be drinking and give you a wrong attitude, wrong atmosphere of what's happening to your life. But the situation is, amen, these little small things, it helps you. Amen. You remember that it helps you. And it helps you to go through, amen, situation. You might not think so. You might not think so, but, you know, you work on yourself. Work on yourself. Things that you little things you put in your toolbox of encouragement. Put in your toolbox of encouragement. Music is good. Amen. Laughter is good. Amen. If you use them properly, amen, it helps you to get through. We're talking about going through. Amen. We're not talking about going back now. We're not talking about going back in the world. No. We're talking about getting through. Amen. The little antidotes you can use. We know, amen, that the world took from the righteous. It took from the righteous. Singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Paul was saying in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, amen. Amen. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart. Amen. Giving thanks always in all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Amen. God loved people. He loved the world. He cared for us. Amen. That's why he sent his son. God cares. Love cares. When love cares, he gave the utmost. He gave his son. So whatever problem you're going through, amen, you're going through now, amen, and you're learning as you're going through. You're learning, amen. If you'd like to call in, dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. You might have a song, you might have a little comment that you use all the time that you laugh about. Maybe you should put up pictures in your car, in your home, amen, that will inspire you. Something that might inspire you, encourage you, amen, as you begin to walk through life. Amen. You should have a song sometime, amen. Might be the 23rd song, the 91st song. Everybody's different. Everybody's different in this walk. Everybody's different in this walk. It might be a prayer, which we know we always pray. Well, and prayer is not, amen, it's not a weak thing. It's not a weak thing. It's a way that you be able to get through, amen, because faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing, amen, builds up you. when you read out loud and you speak out loud, even now, if you're riding along or listening, you're listening and you hear, amen, it goes into your mind, your subconscious. Amen. So as you begin to move through this problem, you learn what, write down things that encourage you to help you get to your next problem. The world is about just making decisions. It's always about making decisions. And Adam and Eve put us in that position because they was tempted by the enemy. Amen. You can decide, amen, to turn this station off or turn something else on later on. You might be deciding. It's always about making decisions, choices, making the right choice. Amen. But we're talking about you tonight. We're talking about you today. Amen. Let's work on us. Amen. What helps you? When was the last time you had a good laugh with someone? Where's your friend that you can call and you have some good humor? Amen. What about that? Saved, sanctified, or whatever, you Christian. But when the last time? We know we're in the last days, and there's so much commotion and things going on. Jesus said, this is a time of sorrow. But Christ said, listen, I come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. And when you be in that right circle, amen, everybody's not bitter. In the right circle, some people have some humor. They can hug each other and say, I'm glad to see you, amen. And, you know, joke among men, amen, because, oh, you got the suit I got on. Where you purchase that suit from the same store? A lady said, oh, you got my hat on. You know, begin to laugh and things, little small things like that, amen, cause humor. Right, oh, you and I got the right shoes on. Oh, you know, things like that bring humor. And you look at some, watch how you view your television and view things that the world wants you to view. Amen. Because it's too much, if you carry too much bitterness and drama, it weighs down the spirit. Weighs down the spirit. And you might not knowing that you'll be giving off unrighteous fruits. Unrighteous fruits. Amen. God has not given us the spirit of fear. No, he hasn't. Waration. Those are spirits. I remember, amen, when Saul sent for David, David came to play for him. Amen. And the spirit left him. You know, the right song will lift your spirit. Lift your spirits. Amen. That's what we're about today, trying to lift your spirit. Amen. Work on you. Amen. Pray, amen, and pray, and then you begin to, you know, thank God, then find a song or a hymn, amen, something to lift your spirits, amen, that you can really laugh, and it's not unrighteous. That's not a sin to laugh. It's not a sin. Amen. God come that you might have joy, life, amen. Jesus said, I'll be with you. Amen. Jesus is life. If he's with you, amen, you're going to have some kind of humor. Amen. You're going to have some joyous times. Amen. Because Christ is with you. Amen. You're not by yourself anymore. That's what the enemy wants. The enemy wants you to be by yourself. He doesn't want you to think good things. Even though if you learn how to train your mind, we talk about the mind. One of the lessons concerning the mind is like a storm. Amen. Like the sky. Things show up. You don't know where they come from or why they're there. Then if you don't add no more information, they'll constantly come around and around again. Amen. So you have to be able to stop the mind. Say, hold on now. Amen. Why is this showing up? Why is this showing up? Amen. Why am I thinking like this? I'm a child of God. God come that we might have life. And that's what's so important. By choosing Jesus Christ and practicing. That's why we want you to practice. Amen. Amen. A gift. God give us life. It didn't cost us anything, but he paid all the prices for that. Amen. But when we begin to practice, amen, casting our cares on him and reading the Bible, amen, knowing and understanding and playing positive, being in positive surroundings and your circle is positive. Your association is positive. Amen. You'll find peace. You're practicing. Amen. So we're sharing, amen, these moments for you today, whoever you are, whatever situation you're going through, amen, because life is like a season, amen, like a tree. Psalms 1 says, like a tree planted by the rivers of water, amen, that bring forth its fruit and his season, whatever season of life you're going through, you can still laugh. Amen. It's time to cry, time to moan. Ecclesiastes says so. Amen. Then you're going to understand. You're going to understand. You can find a little light moment in every situation. Amen. Present yourself, amen, as a living sacrifice, Paul was talking about. Amen. So we want you to understand and listen. Amen. We're going to play another song here, and hopefully for a light moment here. I don't know what song you might have, but some of these songs I use to encourage, I want to share with you. Be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Thank you.
Keep moving on. Keep moving on. That's what it's all about. Keep moving on. And how you move on, James says, amen, what is faith without works? What is faith without works? We're about you today. We're about you. We're about you now. Amen. Not about the masses. We're trying to encourage you. What you are doing to encourage yourself. It might be a song you want to play over and over. One song. It might be a hymn or scripture you want to play. Amen. It might be some comedy show you want to see over and over. Amen. But it helps you, amen, to refocus. To refocus yourself. The enemy come to distract. He come to hinder. Amen. He come to discourage. Amen. Because he know once you gather yourself. Have you ever seen these boxers? You know anything about boxing? The coaches on any athletic team, amen, they begin to talk to their player. I said, look now, you're in the ring now. You're in the ring now. The bell has rung. Amen. Now you go back to your corner. Amen. And here you are, the boxer. He's sitting there and they're throwing water in his face. They're rubbing him down. Amen. And they're talking to him and trying to get him focused. Listen. Trying to get you focused. You know what you're good at. Throw the left hook. Throw the right hook. Amen. You know what we train about when we're going to get in this fight. You know what to do. Amen. Don't worry about him. Do what you use what you have. Use the talent that God has given you. You know, don't move in his strong points. Move in your strong point. Amen. Amen. You are in problems, you're in situation, but what is your strong point? What is your strong point? Amen. Moving. Amen. You got to research, calling, knocking, asking, but you got to keep moving. Get out of the past. You got to move. If you go through a storm, the wind, the rain, and the storm, and the snow, but if you sit there, amen, you're going to endure the whole storm. But if you drove an airplane, that plane goes and say, okay, hold on a minute, now we're getting a little turbulence. Amen, about 5 or 6 minutes, we're going to find another course. Amen, because we have a destination we're trying to reach. You have a destination. There's a purpose. Amen. God either building you up, teaching you, and training you like he did David. Amen. David fought through things. Amen. As a young child, he came up and he was ready. Look at Joseph. Joseph's life. So God, amen, he uses the talent that you have. He uses, amen, people, places, and things to encourage you. Amen. I remember what Peter said, that don't think it's strange that you're the only one. Amen. Elijah, amen, when he was out there and he fought against Jezebel, false prophets, amen, and all the 400 prophets, and he fled for his life. Jezebel said, for the night, Paul, I'm going to take his head off. And he let fear. Fear came in because he was tired. Amen. He had worn himself out. He was stressed. Amen. And sometimes we have to look at that. You might just need a rest. You might just need a good night's sleep. Amen. You just might need to just rest. Put on, if you want to go to sleep right away and you're tired, amen, you put on a good Bible tape. Amen. A CD. Some gospel, preaching the word, reading the word. The natural man, the flesh, just fall off asleep. You'll get a good night rest. You will get a good night there. You ever notice that? You haven't been in the church in a long time, and you get in the services, and amen, you look across, here's a person that you've been trying to get in church, you've been trying to get that person, and here they are, you have to nudge them, they're going to sleep. Amen, because the flesh doesn't want to hear. It doesn't want you to hear. Amen. So you yourself have to understand we're in a warfare, and Paul said he found himself. Amen. In his members, he found. In other words, if we can kind of paraphrase and break it down, Paul said he found out that the things that he learned long time ago. Amen. As a natural man. Amen. Now his spirit is renewed and been born again, and he's learning more about Christ. And he those things in the past, he said, I'm putting that behind me. But every now and then he finds, amen, those things come up in his thought pattern, come up in his reasoning. And he has to wrestle against it. He has to, you know, have to reason. I said, no, this is wrong. And so he finds that, he said, in my members, there's no good thing. He said, he find out there's a war going on, amen, in my members. As long as you live here on earth, you're always going to have a war going on, amen, in your thought patterns, in your memory, amen. So you need these little toolbox, amen, items to go in your toolbox, a song, a spiritual song, hymns, amen. You need to have good scripture. You need to be in a service, a church, every now and then, whenever you can, constantly, every day. Every day, have something to feed your inner man. Have something to feed the inner man and the natural man. Now, Jesus come that we might have life. God gave Moses. Listen now. God gave Moses the law. Amen. God gave Moses. When Moses went up on the mountain, God gave Moses. He wrote Moses the law. Wrote it in a tablet. And Moses came down. Amen. So God gave Moses these things in the old covenant. God gave it to Moses. And the Son of God came because man could not fulfill those things because they needed help. They could not fulfill it. So we need help from God. We need help. Jesus died for us. He gave. So many times, if you're not out giving some of your time to helping the poor, helping the needy, helping someone less fortunate than yourself, you know, you have to come out of that old doctrine. Me, myself, and I, the enemy, that's what we wrestle with. The old doctrine, the devil started way back in the Garden of Eden. Amen. He taught us idolatry. Amen. He taught the idolatry way back. Amen. So you have to be careful. You have to catch yourself and see whether or not what door has opened in the spirit realm that you're still trying to nurture and still trying to hold on to, amen, concerning your birthday, amen, your birthmark, amen, your horoscope, you know, the signs in the sky, amen, and all these different statues and things that you spend a lot of money for it, but when did you ever decide to realize and study that? Well, holding on to this is a weight. It's a weight. Amen. Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Jesus came. He loved us. He cared for us. Amen. And we're praying today at this time and at this hour, amen, that you find something. Or you say, well, it's too simple, a lot of songs. What? No, no. This is to help you. This is to help your battle. This is to give you confirmation that there's nothing wrong to laugh. Confirmation to let you know there's nothing wrong to play songs around you. You know, keep your mind stirred up. Keep your mind stirred up. Paul said, amen, songs and hymns, spiritual song. Amen. A good laughter can give you a break. Amen. What you're going through, stressing through. Amen. Maybe you're a lot of medication and then you can't sleep. But if you learn how to laugh and relax and listen, amen, you can find a path, amen, in this situation that you're going through. Amen. Father, we thank you, oh God, for those that are listening and those that are going to listen. Oh God, we ask you, let this be a tool, let the Holy Spirit, amen, let the music be a tool, oh God, let laughter be a tool, amen, to lift their spirit, amen, to help them, amen, in this spiritual warfare. Oh God, a righteous, amen, to, amen, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to bless them. Amen. We thank God for you listening. Amen. To Blog Talk Radio. Amen. If you like to write or send an email, amen, you can send, you can go to our website at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Or if you want to send an email, see Senior Bishop, at jciministry.org. Senior Bishop at jciministry.org. Amen. So if you want to go, you can visit us on Facebook and subscribe on Facebook to our page, www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries, Inc. Amen. Or you want to subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/user JCI Ministries. youtube.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. Or you can write wherever you are. You can write, amen, Doctrine of Truth, JCI Ministries, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320, USA. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, T-A-M-A-R-A-C, Florida, 33320, USA. Amen. We're happy to have you as always. Amen. Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Tell a friend, tell relatives. Amen. Encourage them. Encourage them. Amen. When you share and give yourself to others, amen, you be giving yourself, amen, away, and whereby it encourages you. Amen. But remember, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. God, amen, he loved us so much, he sent his son, and his son set up the church. His son set up a church just like the old ark with Noah and his beginning of time. God saved the people. He saved so many people and so many animals of different kind. Amen. So the human race was saved. God did not destroy all the human beings. So that let you know God loves us, but he doesn't love our ways. Amen. Amen. He wants us to walk according to his rules and regulation because it gives life. It gives life. And when we do so, if we make a mistake, what they call repentance, the first step, say, Lord, forgive me of my sins and come into my heart, confession. Amen. You might not know that you made a mistake, but what you do feel, you feel better when you surrender yourself to the God of creation of all mankind, the stars, the moon, and the world itself. Amen. God loves people. Amen. That's the God you love. That's the God you want to be with. Amen. You surrender to him and say, Lord, forgive me of everything I've done. Even as you begin to walk with him, we can make mistakes. We can make mistakes. We can make mistakes. So it's very important that you understand, long as you're living, amen, you're going to make a mistake, but thank God for grace. Grace said, okay, you're down, get up. You're down, get up. Go back to the corner, start all over again, come out the next day, refresh. Amen. Come out the next day and be refreshed. God love you, amen, above all that we can say today, amen, tonight, wherever you're listening. Amen. Call a friend, a relative. Go somewhere and sit down with somebody else. Even if you're just encouraging someone else. Amen. Just want to sit down and laugh with a senior citizen or someone that's going through. Amen. Just being there. Well, we have so much technology today. There's nothing like being personal. You know, being one-on-one with someone and sharing. Amen. God care for you. He loves you. Amen. He really do. We really do. We're here trying to encourage you, amen, to be a part, amen, of this community with Christ. Amen. If once you start out, amen, and don't stop. Start out and don't stop. Amen. If you have songs and spiritual songs and, amen, hymns and scriptures, amen, always remember that God loves you. Amen. Amen. We thank God today for you being with us, and we're hoping and praying, amen, that something was said that can help you. Or maybe you might have a different song. You might have a song yourself. Amen. You want to write, tell me your song. Write and tell me your song. minute. Tell me where you found it at. What do you do? Write and tell me, send me a joke. You know, something you laugh, a righteous joke. I don't say, I mean, it kind of just have to be righteous now. Amen. You know? And we know the world can bring up some type of things you hear. Amen. But write down something that you hear running of the day. Amen. Put your mind on Christ. Amen. He'll keep you in perfect peace. God love you. He care for you. Amen. Father, we ask you again, amen, as we inspire, God, reach out to the listeners. Amen. Build them up where they've been torn down. In the name of Jesus, build them up where they've been torn down. Restore. Restore the mind. Restore the heart. Knowing that you're a great forgiver. You gave it all. Amen. Lord, they learn how to give. Give what they have. Give their conversation. Give a letter. Write down things. Lord, we ask you to bless them now as they come in and they go out. Oh, God, out of this broadcast. Amen. Bless the givers and bless the hearers. Oh, Lord, we know you're able to encourage them. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. As we go through, amen. Closing out. God bless you. And we pray.